This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our next guest probably knows that better than ever because his offensive coordinator, Jimmy O'Brien, had one of the best girls flag football teams in the country a couple years ago, and they lost in the playoff to go to state this year to Miami Palmetto. I'm talking about Western High School, and I'm talking about the boys head coach, Adam Rakovich, and he is kind enough to join us. Coach, if anybody knows girls flag football from watching Coach O'Brien, you're pretty good at that.
Hey, listen, they've played some great flag football at Western, you know, in my time here. Coach O'Brien is an outstanding coach, and he's really put a national program together, like you said. So, guy I care a lot about, and very proud of his accomplishments, both as my OC and as a head flag coach. I mean, he's done a tremendous job.
Yeah, and I get to show my age by saying that I covered him in high school. So, nevertheless, you know what? A couple of weeks ago, and I was telling somebody this the other night, they were asking about Western. How's Western going to be? I mean, you're a program that, you know, lost a really tough game, you know, in the state. Could have taken you right to the state semifinals, lost to Columbus in one of those heartbreaking games. But last or 2 weeks ago in the battle for Broward, I had an opportunity to watch your team, and I was really, really impressed. I mean, you have some really good kids. Talk about this team because, you know, there's a lot of young guys. There's a lot of kids that you're going to ask a lot of to step up. But nevertheless, the nucleus is still there. You have your size. You have your speed. Talk about this program as you guys are in the second week of spring.
Well, to quote the great Mark Twain, the rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. And we fully expect to be district champs and in the state playoffs again next year. I mean, my secondary alone is loaded with Division I athletes. Bryce Williams, right. Caleb Williams, Silas Allen, Devin Thomas, Kendrick Smith's an unknown commodity, but he's a monster that's going to be playing middle linebacker for us. It's already picked up a couple of Division I offers since transferring to Western. And then on the other side, you know, Stone Strokin is a national champion in track, and we're expecting for him to have a breakout year at wide receiver. Was very good for me last year. I got a couple of young guys, Uriah Ramsey and Todd Pierce. And obviously, I've got, my son coming back, Hunter Rakovich, and then Damian Dixon at running back is a guy I really think is going to be the next great, that we've run a string of all county running backs along with, all county quarterbacks. And I think he's going to be a guy who's going to carry the mail for north of 1,000 yards next year. So we're pretty fired up, to be perfectly honest with you. Put a hell of a coaching staff together in the transition also. So really got a great group of guys on defense. You know, DeJuan Morgan, who played for the Chiefs. David Gilbert played for me in high school and played for the Titans. Xavier Howard, obviously, is a pretty well-known guy here in South Florida. Derek Robeson, another guy who played for me, played for Tampa Bay and the Texans. And Anthony Barger, my linebacker coach, is a guy who's done great things in Little League and is an all-around good guy. So really fired up about the defensive side of my staff and what we put together there. And my new assistant head coach, Elliot Silverstein, and my new run game coordinator, Coach Troy, are doing good stuff too. And Bronx is still plugging along with me. So I don't know. I'm really got a great group of guys around me, and we're fired up.
Yeah. Let me circle back to your son, Hunter. Here's a kid that's been around the game all his life. We know that. He came into high school and he was a lacrosse kid. Loved the game, did really well at it. Then all of a sudden he grew and he's, 6'5" now? A kid who probably works as hard as anybody, doesn't take it for granted that his father's the coach. He probably puts a lot more strain on himself. Talk about him, because I think he's got an opportunity to really have a great final year and plus set him up for a pretty good run in college.
Yeah, it's a blessing to have the opportunity to coach your son, right, and spend that time with him. I think it is at times, I think part of what you alluded to, sometimes it's actually harder when your dad's the head coach, especially if your dad's me. So he definitely doesn't take anything for granted. He's definitely a guy who has to grind and has, done things the right way. Very good student, a guy that took his first 3 college credits as a freshman in high school, elite grades, will graduate high school early. A lot of things going very positive for him in recruiting. So we'll see how it all shakes out, but I expect him to have a big year.
Yeah, and great kid, great young man. Obviously, you and your wife have done an awesome job. I mean, every time I see him, he's just, he's always upbeat, very knowledgeable about the game. He, obviously last year was kind of tough on him being out with an injury, but certainly I know he's channeled that in the offseason. He got bigger and stronger, and he's got an opportunity, like you said, to do some special things. How's the spring going? I mean, because obviously we're into the second week. We're putting on pads now. A lot of college coaches are coming around to kids, and you know this as well as I do, because the recruiting process has come down to it's so crazy now. And obviously you take a look at the situation with recruiting, and these college coaches come in, and the last time a lot of them have seen a lot of these players, and I bring that up all the time, that DB that they liked who was 5'6" and 140, all of a sudden 5'10" and 180 now. Because that's right. 5-month growth period. Do you find that a lot where, you have a kid and you say, wow, he's got potential. I just wish he was a little bit bigger. And now he is. Do you find that when college coaches come around, you point out, hey, that's the kid who was 5'7", 150 last year. You could see for yourself. Do you have a lot of kids like that?
Yeah. That's all part of the process, right? And that kind of swings both ways there. You have the young man who, has the talent and, doesn't always have the measurables that the college coaches want. And then, some of these kids, like you said, grow like weeds overnight, and they go from a guy who was, hoping to get some attention to all of a sudden, the colleges are drooling over them. And then you also got those guys, again, one of my favorite players of all time, Colin Hurst, was an undersized guy his entire career and had to, battle and his way, at times I think not even he got at the high school level got the recognition. He obviously, he was all state and player of the year and all that stuff. But I think some of the colleges missed their mark on him, even though he's doing great things at Presbyterian based on, measurables. So, that's one of those things. It's kind of hit or miss a little bit. Sometimes you got a guy with great measurables who's kind of an average player, but is getting recruited pretty hard because he just fits the bill. And sometimes you got a great looking kid, a great kid who does everything right and is a great high school player. And
no doubt.
And that's not always even that, too, that, you know, there's balance there, right? Because sometimes a kid's a D2 kid or an NAIA kid or a D3 kid, and that still ends up being a great opportunity for them. And that's just kind of more where they fit physically. So you try to find a home for all your kids, and that's something certainly we take pride in. I mean, we put 15 kids into school this year, and we did that at every level.
Yeah, no doubt. Before I let you go, do you have any I know you don't usually play a spring game. You usually have your inter-squad game. Is that coming up as well? And when will that be? And let everybody know they could drop by.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, black and gold game, 23rd. And definitely love to have as many people out there as possible. We tend to get a real big crowd there in Davie, as you know. And the boys are well supported. So, look forward to that. And, as I always tell you, but I sincerely mean it, I really do appreciate you, Blue, all you do for all the young men in South Florida, not just, my kids, but, what you do is awesome, and I appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Rack. We'll talk soon, and thanks so much for coming on. And, we get out to that game every year, so we'll make it a point to be out there again.
All right, brother. Talk
good stuff. Bye. I saw your AD over the weekend too. Up there, it was a lot of fun, and he's doing a pretty good job himself.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
good
a
stuff.
Big part of things, right? Administration, yep, athletic director, they gotta have your back.
I hear you. All right, Coach Adam Rakovich, the head coach at Western, done a great job rebuilding that team, and he's got. Everyone was counting him.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm out.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.